Welcome to Texas Sports Monthly's Coach's Corner, presented by Alpha Ready Mix, the law offices of Edmondson, Shelton, and Weiss, Doazal Sports Agency, Covert Auto, TexasHSFootball.com, Hero Residential, BH Customs, and Schmidt Custom Homes. And now, your host, publisher of Texas Sports Monthly, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome to the Coach's Corner. It's another Thursday night here on 104.9 The Horn. I'm Russell Dowden, your publisher of the Texas Sports Monthly magazine, and we are going to talk a little more high school football as we get ready for some teams are at week 9, some teams are week 4, I think, is where if it depends on what class division that the guys are in this week. But we got a good show lined up. Coach Zimmerman's going to be calling in from Dripping Springs. And then Coach Rogers, later in the show, will be calling in from Lampasas, a very hot Ace Whitehead out there in Lampasas. And so we'll be talking with both the quarterback and the coach later in the program. And then maybe if we got time for my buddy Coach James Bills, he's a scout for the Tampa Bay Rays. So I know he's very excited about the Rays and their chances against the Dodgers and that World Series that's going on up in Dallas right now. So good week of football that we'll get into here. My co-host, as always, is the man, the myth, the legend, Pat Pat Kerrigan. Pat also runs First Down Photos. I haven't mentioned that much, Coach, going into the year, but First Down Photos shoots for not only for us at Texas Sports Monthly, but he also shoots for one of our sponsors over there at TexasHSFootball.com. For Dave Phillips, you've also done some shooting also for the big magazine, Dave Campbell's book as well. So when you're not doing radio on Thursday nights with me, you're out there on the sidelines occasionally doing some football games.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've met a lot of good people. Big shout out to my former Lampasas boy, Shane Roper. I know he's listening tonight from up in Dallas. He's a Badger down there and really good guy down there. But yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we've got a kind of a different show. We're going to do Lampasas, and they're in week 9.
Yeah,
you know, with a couple games left in district, and we've got Drip in the 5s and 6As, and they're actually on week 5. So I mean, it's really a big difference. You know, some of them are just starting district, some of them are, you know, knee deep in district. So it's really, with the two divisions, 6 and 5 together, it's really a different time of the season. Normally, everybody be on week 9 right now, and we'd have playoffs in 3 weeks.
Yeah, this is, like you said, it's normally the second to the last game of October, which, you know, you get that first game in November, and then it's the playoffs. I wanted to rattle off just the Statesman's Fab 5 listings this morning on my inbox from the Statesman. Westlake's 4-0 going back to last year's win at the D2 title game. The Chaps have won 4 shutouts in the past 5 games. They're 4-0. Lake Travis will take on Austin High and that high-powered offense over there with the Maroons, with Charles White tomorrow night. But filling in for Nate Yarnell is QB Bo Edmondson, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. That's my friend Kevin's son. And the Cavs, number 7, went 70 points with a win over Hayes last week. Vandegrift's win over Viable Vista Ridge extended the Vipers' district win streak to 17 games in that district. And like I said, and then number 4 was the number 4 on the Fab 5 is the Austin High at 3-0, led by Texas QB pledge Charles Wright. The Maroons are off to their first 3-0 start, Coach, since 2001. And then number 5 of the Fab 5 is Cedar Ridge. They've allowed just 32 points in the wins over Round Rock Anderson in the past 2 weeks. But let's get back to our Coach's Corner of the night. We're going to have in the corner this Thursday night is Coach Zimmerman from the Dripping Springs Tigers. Welcome to the program, Coach. How you doing?
Great. How are you guys tonight?
All right, Coach. Good to have you on and talk about your program and the things you've been doing out there. Also, shout out to your assistant, that's Karen over there, that helps you out over there, Coach Z. She does a good job for you out there. I wanted to give her a shout out.
Oh, absolutely. She, she runs things. She's the one in charge for sure. Well, she does all the work.
Well, you know, for the listeners, you know, not everybody knows this in the backside of the behind the scenes on y'all's as coaches. every coach has an assistant, whether it's Monica over there for Cedar Park or all the girls that are in the back side of the – every coach has an assistant, and they do wonderful things. And I have to bounce around the buffer between those talented ladies and you coaches every week. And I just wanted to say thanks again and shout out to Karen because she does a great job for you out there, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. And I want to second that. She is incredible for sure.
Well, you're facing New Braunfels Canyon tomorrow night. They're looking at 3-0, Coach. I think you've got you're coming off some wins yourself. You guys had a tough loss a few weeks ago, but your quarterback Alfred, he's your junior quarterback out there. They had a big game 2 weeks ago out there with his legs. They put up some big yards against Lockhart, winning handsomely 76-41.
Yes, sir. Preston does a great job for us, you know, and he's all over the field. He, he'll play a couple different spots and plays on defense, special teams. I mean, which you don't at the bigger 5A level, you don't see a ton of. But he's so versatile. He's so athletic and versatile that we try to find spots for him and get him the ball. For sure. He's a good player.
Well, the good news for you, Coach, is you got him a whole nother year, don't you?
Yes, sir. We're excited about that. We've kind of built our offense around a couple of those guys. He's one of them, and that's one of those things that great players make great plays. It doesn't matter what you call.
Well, Coach, what can we expect from your offense this week against an undefeated Cannon team? I know what are Tigers fans looking for this Friday?
Well, we want execution. I feel like we're 2-1. We played a tough Hayes team that, offensively I thought was really good. And they played us tough, but I didn't feel like we executed offensively like we're capable of. And then this last game we did. And so we're looking for that execution piece. I feel like we can be a good football program and a good offense, when we're clicking. And so I think we really found a groove this last game, and we're wanting to build on that with this one because, Canyon is a great up front. Their front seven is the strength of their defense, and they try to disrupt. They're very disruptive on defense, and they've got a lot of guys back from last year, and they're very, very physical and on both sides of the ball.
Speaking of their defense, there's different trends. I mean, back in the day you saw one high safety. Now you're seeing a lot of two. Then here the last year or so, people have gone from a four look, to a three look. The one thing I've kind of asked a lot of people is, defensively, are you seeing that soft edge, especially on the weak side into the boundary? Are you seeing a four on that side with that linebacker walked out? Take advantage of that, or are you seeing more four fronts where you got ones and threes and two fives?
Well, it just kind of depends on the team. I think you see a lot more 3-4, right now, just because offenses are so multiple. And this week against Canyon, they're a odd front, and they're going to kind of move around. Typically they've been a lot of 44 and playing the box with both of their outside linebackers. But they've been a little bit more of a five on the strong side, trying to move their defensive front because they are hard rushers. They're trying to just be disruptive and let the linebackers run and make plays. And so, against them, it is something where you're just trying to find a crease. You're trying to find a crease in their defense and trying to disrupt them up front by creating gaps and expanding gaps, and then they're trying to fill with their safety. So we've got to be able to take advantage of their aggressiveness, I think, and establish the run, and the pass game will build off of it.
So if you're going to take advantage of their aggressiveness, you kind of a lot a lot of times, you know, people will do a lot of misdirection of people, you know, their fast flow and trying to get to people. That's something that you feel like may work this week, a lot of misdirection?
I don't know so much misdirection, but just a lot of counterplays for sure. I mean, we're a zone gap scheme team for sure.
Coach,
so I don't think that's any secret, you know. But we're definitely gonna try to create angles with our line. We're a little bit undersized at some spots. The good thing is we've got a good sized center because they have a good sized nose, and so that's gonna be one of the battles right there, the center versus their nose. That we're going to have to win man versus man if we're going to be able to control and run our gap scheme. So it's one of those things where, you know, hopefully if we can do that, pass game builds off of it.
Our coach, this segment is Coach Galen Zimmerman of Dripping Springs. Coach, you've boasted, I think your record's at 47-14 coming off of that district title the last year. You've won it the last several years, Coach. What does it mean to you and your staff there, keeping that tradition strong there in Dripping Springs?
Well, I think it just means, we don't want to just have a great team. We want to have a great program. We want it to be something that the kids are proud of year in and year out, and mean something that, yeah, you're going to compete for a district championship every year. You know, you might not win it every year. I mean, there's reality, but you're going to compete for that year after year. We've won a share of the district title the last 4 years. And, that to me is a testament to our coaching staff for, you know, preparing the kids and then the consistency of our kids and how they prepare, you know, game in and game out. So, it's not just in the 1 year, and it's not just, you know, one kid or one side of the ball. We've got a true team. We've got a program that the kids, you know, have established a standard. You know, we talk a lot about every team has rules, but that's the basement. Those are the baseline. You know, you don't want to live down to the rules. You want to live up to the standards. And I feel like, you know, the guys, since I've been here, you know, I can't speak from before that, but since I've been here, the players and the coaches have really worked extremely hard to build that standard and to establish, you know, something that they're leaving for the next year's team and the next year's team.
Well, Coach, that's about all the time I got. I want to mention one last thing. It's been about 2 years since I've been out there and see a game, but do y'all still have that catfish out there at Dripping Springs at those games?
Well, we always do, except for 2020. The COVID has killed a lot of stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah.
No catfish plates this year. We're hoping we bring them back next year.
Well, great job. That's Coach Galen Zimmerman and a great community out there in Dripping Springs. We wish you and the Tigers success tomorrow night, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, there he goes. That's Coach Zimmerman. More Coach's Corner on the other side. This is The Horn. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on 104.9 The Horn. I'm your host, Russell Dowden, publisher and editor of the Texas Sports Monthly Sports Magazine and riding shotgun all the time. With me here every week is Coach Pat Kerrigan of First Down Photos. How are you, Coach?
I am doing well tonight.
Well, that was a good segment there with Coach Z out there in Dripping Springs. And up next, we're going to have Troy Rogers chiming in here on this. I want to thank a couple of sponsors real quick. By the way, I did have enchiladas with David over there at Papacito's the other day. I mentioned we were going to do that. Just shout out, though, to TexasHSFootball.com and our friends over there. And then I want to mention BH Customs. They're one of my sponsors, and they do all kinds of truck accessories and you can do a lift on your truck and do all this stuff. I've gone over there before, and I've been working with them for several years now. They big supporters of the Weiss football program over there in Pflugerville. Those guys take care of us really well over there with our trucks. And if you ever need anything done to your vehicle or your truck, you want to accessorize that thing or jack that thing up or or get some additions to your pickup. I recommend those guys over there at BH Customs. They do a very fabulous job. So I just want to shout out to them. And then Edmondson, Shelton Weiss, attorneys, those guys, good friends of ours and supporters of the Texas Sports Monthly. And Kevin, if you're listening, is that a home game in Lake Travis, or is that one going to be at
House Park?
If it's a House Park, that's just cool. Yeah. That's good enough for me if it's out there. Give me a holler tomorrow, Kevin, if you're listening. All right, back to the Coach's Corner. In this segment here, we're going to bring on Coach Troy Rogers of Lampasas Football. Welcome to the show, Coach. You've gotten off to a pretty good start this season, winning five straight and having a deep run in the playoffs last year. What will you be looking to explore against a pretty well-coached, athletic LBJ Jags team here tomorrow night?
Well, yeah, they are. They are a very, very talented team and well coached. And, you know, we're just going to have to be disciplined. I mean, it's going to be the most athletic team that we've seen. So, you know, being disciplined and executing your assignments and doing your job is going to be the key.
Well, you know, Coach Pat and I were very impressed with the way the one game I attended so far this year was that Wimberley game, where we got to see your quarterback move the ball not only well in the air, Coach, but I believe Ace rushed for over 200 yards in that game a few weeks back there. And can you speak to the poise and leadership about Ace Whitehead, your quarterback this year as a senior?
Well, you know, we've had him, you know, this is his fourth year, so I mean, there's nothing he hasn't seen. And you know, he knows the offense as well as anybody, and it's just, you know, it's always a cliche that you have another coach on the field, but we really truly do when you have a four-year starter. And, you know, just his athleticism, and I really think the decision making has always been one of his strong suits, but, you know, even more so this year. And, you know, we've kind of taken the old vantage point of, you know, we don't know when our last game is ever going to be. I mean, you know, we missed out on two games this year already, and so we kind of opened him up a little bit, let him run, and that's why you've seen some of those games that he had rushing the balls, because we've kind of let him go a little bit more earlier than we probably normally would.
Yeah, I mean, he's played 42 games for you guys, Coach, and, you know, there's probably not a lot that he hadn't seen. Also, the two things that I really saw, I watched y'all play Burnett the other night. Unfortunately, my old hometown couldn't put up much of a fight, unfortunately. But the two things I really, you know, really stand out for me. One is your front seven on defense. If you'd speak to those guys, your right five technique I think is really good, and you've got three really, really good linebackers. And the second thing is you may remember a kid named Will Middlebrooks who played for the Red Sox. He played at Liberty Elau when they won state a while back. He reminds me a lot of Ace because he's a very good baseball player, very good football player, a very good kicker like Ace is. So if you kind of speak to those, give some of those defensive guys a little bit of love.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I think our box players are as good as they get. I mean, you know, we've got our linebackers are both returning. You know, Case Brister had over 200 tackles last year, and he's all over the field. Keegan Richardson, again, another returning starter. You know, he's really – had a good year last year, and he's just come on even more this year. You know, we play an odd front, so you know our down three guys. You know, they do a great job of playing assignment football. You know, I mean, when you're an odd front team, those guys aren't making a ton of plays, but they're allowing those linebackers to make a lot of plays, and those guys are doing a great job. Sosa and Anthony Harris, you know, they're playing really good football right now. You know, we have Josh Carter is another one of those outside linebackers, along with Ian McKinney, who are doing their job well. And I think we're tackling really well. I mean, those guys are kind of disrupting things up front and letting those linebackers play. But when we get there, we're actually tackling, and that's a big deal.
I mean, I think they're playing very, very well. One more thing, too. I did see a post on Facebook because – if you see it on Facebook, you know it's true. You know how that is. But kind of speak to Jack Jerome. He's not a big kid or anything. He looks very strong in the legs and the hips, and I think he's right at or maybe surpassed Johnny Lamb Jones' rushing record there with 3,435 rushing yards.
No, Jack has been a staple of our offense for 3 years now, and you know, I mean, when you have Ace and you have some of the receivers that we've had, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, people want to talk about the passing game, and,
you know, that sometimes is what, you know, they think of land passes. But, I mean, reality of it is I mean, I think we do both things well. And Jack has been the guy who's been able to do that very well for 3 years. And he gets tough yards. I mean, he is a tough cookie. I mean, he runs in there. I mean, you know, burn a game. I mean, he's getting 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
You know, he'll bust one for 12 or 15. And he can go the distance as well. I mean, he's extremely strong. And then he's a really good football player. I'm glad he's on our team.
I was kind of wondering about that because, I mean, he just looked really strong in the hips and the legs. If he'd been a power lifter or something like that, he's not real tall, being, you know, 5'6", 170, 175 pounds, but he runs like he's 190 or 200.
No, he is pound for pound the strongest guy in our program, and he's been that way probably for the last 2 years. And he is a power lifter. I mean, he's as strong as he wants to be. I mean, he can push the weight around, and he's committed to doing that, and I think that's part of the reason why he's been so successful.
Coach, what can you say about the excitement, or what's the excitement level been in the community for Lampasas the past year or two, especially, you know, when you got coming off that playoff run last year, and what's the community got feeling like up there with the success that you've brought to that program?
Well, I mean, they're frustrated right now because they can't all come to the games. But no, I mean, I tell you what, I mean, if you haven't been to a game in Lampasas, and I mean, the community support is second to none. It truly is. I mean, they've been wanting a winner. They've been craving success, and, you know, successful or not, they still go out and support their boys. And, you know, the last couple of years, it's been really exciting. I mean, we've had such a great turnout last year in the playoffs. I mean, you know, just can't say enough about the support that we get from Lampasas in the community, and you know, and our guys feed off of that. You know, and it's a special thing. And playing at Badger Field, you know, it's a small environment as it is. The bleachers are right on top of you, and you know, it's probably one of the more unique places to play in the state of Texas, honestly, and especially when you're being successful. You know, we pack it up pretty good, and our fans are loud, and it's a great environment.
You're right. Shane Roper, I talked to you about him the other day, being, you know, shooting pictures for them. And I've been over there. I used to broadcast Lorena games when they played Lampasas. And you're exactly right. He said it was kind of a tradition playing at that stadium. You know, it's grass, there's no track, and all that kind of good stuff. Kind of speaks to kind of the tradition that y'all have playing over there. I think, you know, your grass is great. I mean, I love going there, and it's really a great place to play, like you say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our kids love it because, you know, we don't practice there, you know. So when you get to go play games there, you know, they know they're going somewhere special. You know, when you know, and I've been in a lot of schools, and we practice on our game field, and, you know, that's what you do, and then that's great. But, you know, when you have a stadium like Badger where it's grass, it's historic. I mean, it's right on top of you. I mean, it's just really – I mean, the fans line, you know, I mean, when we jog into the field, I mean, the fans and the kids are all right there. I mean, there's really nothing like it. And, you know, it's a special place. And, I mean, you know, if you're a Badger fan or if you're just a football fan, I would say it's a good place to go try to find, you know, watch a game.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you chiming in. I got to mention, you know, last year, I know you probably missed Jalen Porter out there. He had a remarkable year last year. And, you know, he made a highlight reel on You Got Mossed on Monday Night Football. I know you know this, right?
Right.
Well,
right.
Hopefully, maybe you guys will get another chance crack at that You Got Mossed here in the 2020 season, Coach.
Well, I tell you, Jalen was a special player. I mean, and I tell you, we got some guys right now that just might make that highlight reel again.
Well, that's all the time I got, Coach. We're going to have your quarterback on the next segment with Ace Whitehead, and we wish you good luck tomorrow night against LBJ Austin, Coach.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate being on.
All right, there he goes. That's Coach Troy Rogers from Lampasas, and we'll be back on the other side with more Coach's Corner. This is 104.9 The Horn. right, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Great segment there with Coach Troy Rogers of Lampasas, and previous segment there with Coach Zimmerman of Dripping Springs. Now we will turn to our player segment here, and this week featured on the program is none other than Coach Rogers' own quarterback. His ears must have been burning because we were just talking about singing your praises. Welcome to the program, senior quarterback from Lampasas, Ace Whitehead. How are you doing, young man?
I'm good. Thank y'all for having me.
Right on, Ace. We caught your game. I caught one of your games there a few weeks back there when you just tore apart, picked apart Wimberley Texans up there at home in Lampasas a few weeks ago. And then Coach Pat Kerrigan, my co-host here, saw your game last week there at Burnet. You guys are really spreading the ball around there, Ace, with those wide receivers and Michael Murray and Lane Haviland. They're having outstanding seasons. Looks like those are your two biggest targets. How's your team's passing attack been able to grow into such a potent part of Badger football?
I mean, you know, we just work on throwing the ball around. Obviously, you know, I think we're like 50-50 pass run. But, you know, every day we just work on it and we help our chemistry get better. And, you know, those guys are just great athletes, so it's really not too hard of a job for me.
What, you know, you got Jack back there helping you out, Jack Jerome, and he, you know, he's got 3,200 yards, and, you know, he's on pace to probably go for four. And if y'all make the playoffs and go very deep, he could maybe be five. Talk a little bit about how he complements your passing game.
Oh, yeah, Jack's just, you know, he's a competitor, a real hard-nosed football player. And, you know, when a team has to account for him, you know, he runs through people, but I think he's deceptively fast. And so that's just a big threat. And that's, you know, a lot of teams, that's all they have is a really good run game. And, you know, having him, they have to put people in the box, and then we're able to play action pass people and get the ball on the edge quick. And then, you know, he's just he's also a great blocker, and he helps pick up linebackers. You know, he's just overall a great running back.
Well, you know, Ace, you're not a bad runner yourself, man. You've toted this rock 49 times for 632 yards on the ground and 9 touchdowns yourself, man. What are you seeing out there on the field? You really exploited that Wimberley, that defense in that Wimberley game. You had some long breakaways, and you've had several long runs this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Rogers is just trusting me a little bit more this year. I think that's probably what excites me the most about, I like throwing the ball, but getting to run the ball, it's a little bit of a new thing. And so, you know, the O-line, you know, it'll provide holes. And then on the scrambles, if I just, you know, see a hole, I just try to hit as fast as I can and then keep running as fast as I can for as long as I can.
I got two for you, Ace. Again, it was very nice meeting you the other night. You're a well-spoken young man. One, you play LBJ this week. They'll probably have some pretty good athletes, probably as good athletes as y'all seen all year, even after playing Stephenville and some of the other ones. Do you see more man-to-man coverage with a one-high safety this week with their speed and stuff? Are you seeing more? You think you're going to go with, you know, two-high safety and maybe, you know, get a little man-free there?
I would say we're going to see a lot of cover one. You know, they're really confident in their speed, and, you know, they do have some great athletes on the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, who knows, they could double cover some of our guys like Mike or Lane maybe. I guess it'll just depend, but we're expecting heavy cover one with man on our slot guys. So, I don't know. We'll just have to see, play it out as the game goes on. But we've practiced for cover one and for cover two.
Yeah, a big key with that, I mean, if they got one or whatever, they're probably going to bring somebody. So, I mean, you've worked on hot routes, things like that, and that's where Jack could really play a big role for you.
Yes, sir, for sure.
Well, you know, your coach spoke to a little bit ago with us there, and he, you know, you're a 4-year starter for your coach, and he said that, you know, it is a credit to your leadership, and that you, in kind of having a player coach out there seeing the field for 4 years. Is this something special? How special is this year for you, being your senior year and really throwing that thing around?
Oh, I mean, it's special, especially with, you know, the way 2020 has been. We're just really blessed to be able to play games this year. But with it being my last one, it's kind of a little bittersweet. But you know, I'm just enjoying it, having fun with my teammates, and we're just going to ride the train and see how far it'll take us.
Well, you know, a lot of people know you're committed to Texas, but for baseball, Ace. So how are you? You know, this is your senior year. I mean, you've got a handful of football games left on Friday night. You enjoying it?
Oh, yes, sir, for sure. You know, knowing that my future is secure with the Longhorns on the baseball field, you know, that's kind of a weight off the shoulders. And so every Friday night, I'm just going out there and, you know, playing and just having fun and enjoying the moment.
You're also a really good kicker and punter, too. There was a kid from Texarkana Liberty Elau named Will Middlebrooks. I don't know if you know him or not. It's kind of in the past. They won state a few years ago. And he played third base for the Red Sox and a couple of other organizations. I see you kind of like him, a very, very good athlete, a very good baseball player, punter and kicker. I mean, I know y'all rugby punt a little bit, and this with, you know, some of the formations that you have. Kind of speak to us about how y'all work with special teams, especially when you don't have to come off the field. Is that also a threat for you to throw the ball or run the ball when y'all are punting?
I mean, I don't want to give away all our
Yeah, anyway, I mean, I know there's automatics. I got that, okay?
We've got some tricks up our sleeve, but you know, I kick with my right foot, so we kind of roll out to the right, and then I can still throw with my left if I have to. But,
you know, there may be some Jaguars listening tonight. You never know, Ace. I got to ask you, buddy, what's your favorite play? You like to bootleg keeper, or you like slinging that thing 50 yards down the field, man? What do you like? What's your favorite play?
My favorite play would probably be, well, if Coach Rogers is listening, it's probably
take a knee.
Yeah, but I would say, I guess, kind of a double, or we get a quarterback lead on the outside and have a little screen game with the slot receivers. You know, it kind of gives you the best of both worlds, but anything that kind of gets me mobile and still a threat to pass is good with me.
Well, I mentioned this to your coach a little bit ago, Ace. I know you missed Jalen Porter last year with the big receiving yards he had. And, you know, I know you were both on that highlight reel on You Got Mossed on Monday Night Football last year. Well, what guys have stepped up in that role receiving for you this year? Is that Murray and Haviland mainly?
Yeah, Lane, he plays the same position that Jalen did. And, mm-hmm. and Mike was there last year. He was big. But both those guys are having great years, and I trust them a lot. So it's it's just good to have those guys on the outside. You know, they're both 6 foot plus. So,
do you have a favorite player that you're watching right now in college or NFL and football? Who's somebody that's catching your eye that you're a fan of, buddy?
I don't know. I like watching Kyler Murray. I didn't like him when he was at Oklahoma very much, but. He's fun to watch, and, you know, he's undersized as well, so.
He's playing really well. I mean, they put 38 on Dallas the other night, and, you know, I mean, I thought, even though he didn't throw the ball very well, they ran the ball, you know, especially well. I really like what you said about, you know, like 18-19 option pass, where that receiver comes back off the line, and you're either looking downfield, you can run, or you can dump it off to him like an old option. That's a great play, especially on the goal line.
Yes, sir, for sure.
Listen, Ace, you've got a great one tomorrow night at home. You got the LBJ Jaguars coming into town. Any final shout-outs to any friends or family out there listening?
You know, shout-out God, shout-out, you know, Badger Nation community, and then, you know, just my teammates. We're going to go out and play our game of football tomorrow, and we'll see where the cards fall.
Good luck tomorrow night, son.
All right, good luck tomorrow. Thank you for calling in, Ace. We appreciate it. Good luck against the LBJ Jags tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Well-spoken young man, the senior leader there for Coach Rogers at the Badgers of the Lampasas, taking on the LBJ Jaguars tomorrow night in Lampasas. So good stuff from that senior. Big things. Be watching him at the University of Texas for baseball as his career will progress. We'll be back with more Coach's Corner on the other side of 104.9 The Horn. All right, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm Russell Dowd and your host, publisher of Texas Sports Monthly. Always co-hosting with me is the mighty, mighty Coach Pat Kerrigan from First Down Photos. How are you, Coach?
Doing well. We're, getting in the middle of football season. It's really a great time. There's an NFL game on tonight, but we got App State and Arkansas State on here. Arkansas State was a Big 12 killer, so you got to watch out for those guys in Arkansas.
Well, you mentioned some stuff earlier about how the 5A teams and 6A teams, I think it is a weird season because these teams are at week four, and these 4A and 3A kids are week nine. And it's just really weird that I did not realize when I was doing the prep for Coach over here and Coach Rogers. I mean, I saw the record was 5-0, but, yeah, they missed three games in the middle of that stretch between Wimberley and Burnett, I think, or
right between them and Taylor.
Yeah,
that's the thing that people don't realize is that now the playoffs always start the second week of November, same as the state cross country meet, which is the second week of November, and right now you got 11 weeks to play 10 games. Well, so many people have had open dates; they don't need open dates. There are districts that are playing every 5 days now to get the games in because that's the least amount of days you can play football per UIL rule. Mm-hmm. Some districts have gone to six. I've got buddies over at Fairfield and Malakoff. They played Tuesday night.
So will we have a championships? Will there be championship for 4A and before Christmas, normal?
It'll be normal. The schedule, the way they have it now, they've got that normal, which will be the weekend before the Christmas holiday, the usual. Now, the schedule will be a little different because there's four games you won't have. You won't have two 5As, and you won't have two 6As. So they're going to bump that up. I don't think they have any Wednesday games because they came in and played the six-man and the Class 2A game on Wednesday because they're playing three games a day. But you're going to take four of those games out and play them when we come back after January, after Christmas break.
Wow, so that'll be interesting to be. I wonder how late we'll be doing this show. If we have teams from Austin, we usually carry the show as long as there's some teams left. We usually do this thing.
Go Lake Travis, go Westlake,
go Lampasas.
Yeah, go Lampasas.
A few years ago, we were doing the show, and one of the teams that made it really deep was Liberty Hill, and we followed them all the way to Dallas. They lost to a Waco team, I guess.
They lost to La Vega.
Yeah, that's right. But let's bring on our guest. I got a buddy of mine on hold joining us here tonight on the Coach's Corner is my buddy Coach James Bills of the University of Baseball. James is an associate scout with the 2020 American League champions, the Tampa Bay Rays. And so I know he's a little happy about things going as they tied that thing up last night against the Dodgers. Welcome to the show, Coach. How you doing?
Pretty good. A little nervous, of course, after watching the Astros and Rays series, a little nervous seeing a 1-1, especially starting off, 1-0 with the down 1-0. And coming back and making it 1-1, but I think we got a good chance tomorrow night to go ahead 2-1 with Buehler and Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton's been good in the postseason. He's 5-0. I think we got a good chance to jump ahead 2-1 tomorrow night.
I was looking at some of the stats or whatever, and this is a big shout out to my boy Mike Allen in Dallas, Texas, who thinks I don't know anything about baseball. Anyway, the two wins. Tampa Bay had 10 hits the other night. And the Dodgers had 10 hits in their opening game win. Do you think maybe 10 hits or so might be kind of a magic number, what you kind of maybe need to win these games?
Yeah, first one at 11.
I actually don't. I actually am kind of floored that, both these offenses are explosive, but defensively, these two teams have been top-notch this season, with the Dodgers actually giving up less runs, believe it or not, even though everybody's been talking about how good the Rays pitching staff is. The Dodgers have gave up a little bit less than one run a game better than the Rays have. And we're talking about three runs a game or four runs a game. And between the two, they've already put up 21 runs. I don't expect to see that through the rest of the series. I think it's going to get a little tighter. I think tomorrow night will be a good game. I think we're going to see a little bit more of some 3-2, 4-3 type games. But so far, if I was a betting man, I'd have been wrong.
Well, you know, James, I really was surprised by the Rays pitching going into as an Astros fan. I mean, I thought that they really took control of that series early.
They did. You know, there's some questions, you know, of how things were handled. I really think the Astros did a great job in working their staff and keeping it close enough to allow the offense to get to wake up. The last thing they wanted to do with the Astros is allow that lineup to wake up, regardless if there's a trash can involved or not. They woke up and they hit, and that's a great lineup. What's tough, Russell, is that I grew up an Astros fan. I'm from Houston.
Mm-hmm. I know. I said that last week. I said I knew you were from Houston. You're an Astros fan, but you're a scout for the Tampa Bay. So I know your heart's torn, but you're probably pulling for Tampa more than the Astros in that last series, weren't you?
Absolutely. If we'd have swept them, I wouldn't have been sad. And so, but, yeah, it's a good series. It really is.
Well, listen, that's about all the time I got. I just wanted to get you to chime in on this, Coach. Fire off your website. You got the baseball program, the University of Baseball out there. Tell listeners how kids can get enrolled in your program.
Yeah, it's www.theuniversityofbaseball.com. We are located up in Liberty Hill. We do a lot of stuff with Russell on and off through his magazines with Texas Sports Monthly, which is a great magazine. And I suggest that if you get a chance to pick it up, there's a lot of good articles and stuff in those magazines. And you can learn a lot about some of the local players around here as well.
Yep. It's good stuff from our friend there, James Bills. Wish you the luck. Hey, I'm rooting for the Rays. I'm not a Dodgers fan. Sorry, Craig, but I'm not a Dodgers fan, but I'm going to be with you on this. Maybe see my buddy pull out a win here there with the Tampa Bay Rays this year. Thanks for calling in, James. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Take care. There he goes. That's Coach James Bills of the University of Baseball. Check him out online, guys, at the University of Baseball.com.
Well, isn't that just a great name? I mean, it just sounds like, you know, they know what's going on.
He's been doing this for a long time, and Coach Bills is, you know, he's got a great program out there in Liberty Hill in that area, and he's been out there for many years. I think this is his 19th year in this area working with kids. One of the big students that he had last year in recent years was the Rouse kid, Jared Southard. He's over at UT now. I think he's a sophomore this year over there at Texas. So another baseball kid that's one of his former students. But who do we got for any picks? You want to do a pick, Coach, this week? You got anybody? Any college you want to? We got a Texas Baylor game. Let's go fourth and long maybe over here and do a pick. I know. I got to go
for fourth and long.
All right, Coach. We got Baylor, your Baylor Bears, and my Longhorns. Well, it's not your Baylor Bears, but you're from Waco. You've got you got a little family connection there with Baylor.
What do you think of this matchup this weekend? You know, driving down, I was thinking, you know, which team would have the biggest reaction. I was talking to Sam before we, you know, started. Mm-hmm. If the Cowboys lose to the used to be Redskins, or if the Longhorns lose to Baylor, which would have more seismic? You know, where would the earth open up and just swallow the stadium? I know Texas is a 9-point favorite.
Whoever tackles better is going to win.
Well, and it's hard to say. I mean, because Baylor is similar to Lampasas because they've only had two games, and Lampasas had three, you know, cancellations. I mean, there's not enough information to know how good Baylor is. I'll pick Texas by 8.
I'm with you there. I'd say Texas by 3 in a close one. Tune in next week, guys, on the Coach's Corner. On the 29th, we'll be back with Anthony Wood of Westwood. Great show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And enjoy the games this Friday, guys. We'll see you next week. It's 104.9 The Horn.